Well, this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about burgers. Brooke German is with us this morning. She's the Director of Marketing for the Iowa Beef Industry Council, and they just announced the top 10 burgers for the best burger in Iowa the other day, and we wanted to visit about the burgers. And Brooke, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
It's always good to talk burgers, isn't it?
Absolutely. Every day is always a good day to talk about burgers, especially when you have an awesome top 10 list like we do. It really helps you lay out the ultimate road trip, as I like to say.
Ooh, I didn't think about that. That is a thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Very good. Well, just the other day, I know the organizations that we're working with is your organization, the Iowa Beef Industry Council and the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, put together the finalist list. You and I talked about this several weeks ago when the contest was first getting started, looking for folks to nominate the different locations around the state that they thought had the best burgers. Did they do pretty well? Did they nominate a lot?
Yes, I think so. Like we spoke a couple weeks ago, last year we received just over 4,000 nominations, and this year we received over 6,200 nominations. And of those nominations, we had 311 restaurants represented.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I think we really have a elite group of top 10 here that made the cut out of the 311 restaurants that participated.
Wow, well, that's terrific. So, and it was all based on the fan voting, right?
Yes, the top 10 is strictly determined by the number of votes that restaurant received, and the votes came in through paper nominations, through mail, or online or texting.
Is there a favorite way? What was the favorite way for folks to place their nominations this year?
I think a lot of the restaurants really took advantage of all three methods. Of course, I think paper is still very popular, but we did see a large increase in the number of online votes.
That's terrific. Well, you have a lot of great places here that serve hamburgers, and if you're looking for the top burger in Iowa, you know, it's tough to do because, you know, let's face it, a lot of restaurants, even if hamburgers aren't their specialty, serve hamburgers. You got Chinese restaurants that have an American menu, Mexican restaurants that have an American menu along with it. Almost everybody serves them.
Yeah, that's right, and especially here in Iowa, we know it's a fact that Iowa's beef producers are raising great-tasting, safe, and wholesome beef for everyone's family to enjoy, and I think it's really easy for all restaurants in Iowa to take advantage of that opportunity and that great product and serve it in creative ways such as burgers.
All right, excellent. Well, let's talk about these locations now, because I see there are four of them down here in our part of the state, one in Adair, two in Clarinda, one in Creston. You've got some others on the list as well. Are any of these repeats from the past?
Yeah, we have quite a bit of repeats from the past. Downright Delicious, they're in Clarinda, and Elms Club in Creston have both been on our top 10 before. But Chuck Wagon Restaurant and then Vaughn's Cafe and Bakery there in Clarinda, those two restaurants are both new to our contest this year.
Well, that's excellent. You've got a little big town flavor and a little small town flavor.
Yeah, that's right. We have a restaurant from Ankeny and West Des Moines, and then we have the small towns like the Clarendas, Adair. We even have Maquoketa, which is there over in far eastern Iowa, as far as the Ritz up in Arnold's Park in northwest Iowa.
Have you tried many of these?
Last year I did get out to a couple of those, but I am excited to go out to this new slate of top 10 this year and see what they're all about.
That's tough work.
Yeah, it is. And I have to tell you, our judges really have a tough job determining the top burger. Our judging panel, which is completely confidential, they, from now until about mid to late April, they will be going out and taste testing each of these top 10 restaurants. And their votes are the ones that help us determine where Iowa's best burger is.
Yeah, as much as I've lobbied, I just didn't make the cut this year to be one of the judges. I'll just have to keep working on that.
Yeah, and you'll be surprised. I really have to twist some arms to get some judges to come on.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Nope, I have a long waiting list.
I bet you do. Well, Brooke, I want to ask you a little bit about the list, too, because a lot of folks, I mean, the nominations were way up. A lot of folks took the time to do this. They nominate to get the top 10, but that's as far as the nomination process goes. Everybody's out of it now except those judges that you have on the secret panel, right?
Yep. And so the public's votes, they help us determine this top 10, and that really helps us narrow down where the best burger in Iowa is located. And our judges, like I had mentioned, will go out to the top 10 restaurants and judge each burger based on, obviously, taste, appearance, and overall presentation of the burger. And we also want to make sure that the burger is cooked to 160 degrees. That is our food safety standard for doneness. And we will take all of the judges' scores, and they help us determine our best burger. Last year we had the Cider House from Fairfield, and the year before, Brick City Grill out of Ames. And speaking with the owners of both of those restaurants here recently, they both saw a great uptick in the traffic through their door. They brought in new customers in their local area, but then also new customers from all across the state. And I think that just does a really great job of showcasing the great product that these restaurants are preparing on behalf of Iowa's beef farmers.
Well, and the nice thing about the timing on this contest, too, is the winners will be announced in May, of course, which is Beef Month. But you're getting to the time where folks are starting to think more about getting out. School's coming to a close. They want to do a little bit more traveling. Folks like to travel around the state of Iowa. And if you're going to travel, you might as well enjoy some great local fare.
Yes, absolutely. We see a lot of traffic on our website all throughout the year, especially in the summer when families are going on those small weekend getaways or other families are just passing through the state. They want to try something new. So if you are someone from eastern Iowa and maybe traveling through the southwest part of Iowa, we have these four great restaurants down there that they can choose from, and we can guarantee that they'll be enjoying a great-tasting burger.
Now, Brooke, some of these places will serve multiple types of burgers, of course. Now, do they nominate a specific burger that this restaurant offers, or is it just the restaurant in general, and when the judges get there, they'll just order whatever they want?
A little bit of both. Okay. We do ask when people nominate to tell us what burger they are nominating, and it is really fun to see all the creative burgers that the restaurants are serving. But in general, it is the restaurant that is being represented. And the purpose of this contest is to find a great-tasting beef burger. And we know that the restaurants are serving that same beef patty on all of the burgers that they offer on their menu. So by highlighting the restaurant, all of the beef burgers that they have on their menu, I think it's very beneficial not only for them, but then also for all of the customers that are now coming into their restaurant because of this contest.
Well, and what's neat so much about these types of contests is a lot of these places take a lot of pride in serving locally produced food. So in many cases, you might be enjoying a burger that was pretty much produced right there in the backyard.
Absolutely. Iowa is one of the leading states in the nation for beef production. I think as of 2015, we were number 7. And I think that is one of the greatest benefits of living in the state of Iowa is the opportunity for local food. And I know that Iowa consumers are really looking for local food. And when it comes to beef and other commodity groups such as pork as well, we know that beef that we are eating there on our plate was more than likely raised probably within 50 miles of where we live. And I think that it's just a great opportunity not only for customers and consumers all across the state of Iowa to be enjoying a delicious beef burger, but then the restaurants, the ability to be able to get that beef locally as well.
Absolutely. A lot of great places here, too. And so make the trip. That's the fun part about this. They advertise who the 10 finalists are ahead of time. You can, just like the judges, go out and make the trip and try them all out. And then when the final numbers come out, you can see how your taste buds stack up with the others, because it's a tough competition. Everybody likes something just a little different.
Yes, absolutely. And I think our judging panel, they do a really great job of really, really looking into each and every burger and doing their best to judge it. But also, you know, like you mentioned, I really encourage everyone to get out to these top 10 restaurants. I know for a fact they serve a great burger. They worked really hard to get into the top 10. And if you're out at one of our top 10 restaurants, please take a picture and share it with us on Facebook or Twitter using the hashtag IABestBurger.
Awesome. In addition to that, they know the judges are going to be showing up at some point in time, so they're serving great burgers all the time, but they're going to be on the top of their game right now.
Absolutely, I think so.
Very good. Hey, Brooke, thanks so much for your time, and have a lot of fun with that contest.
Absolutely, thank you so much.